Dan Ritchie, President of Riverfront Packing Company in Vero Beach.
And Dan, you are a member of a U.S. Trade Committee. Tell us what that is.
I am. I currently serve and have served the past 5 years as a member of the Agricultural Trade Advisory Committee. ATAC is the acronym for it. And we're appointed jointly by the Secretary of Agriculture and the U.S. Trade Representative to give guidance on any trade aspects or agreements that affect agriculture in the United States.
Let's just briefly go through some of the things you talked about. One, you said, and of course I think most know this, international trade is still very important to fresh Florida citrus.
Absolutely. International trade is, it still takes a large majority of the grapefruit. A lot of the grapefruit that we pack and ship out of Florida goes into the international markets, primarily the European Union, Korea, and Japan.
China, of course, is the big tariff issue everybody hears about day after day, but China doesn't have a huge impact on us.
No, as I said, China trade can change with a tweet out of the White House, and it typically does, but we don't ship as an industry, the Florida citrus industry, that is, much fruit at all to China. We just don't match up with that market right now. It's a very big market for California citrus, and because of the tariff and the trade war and California product not going there, more of the California product is ending up on the domestic shelf at the retail, and that's causing a fight for shelf space, which does have an effect on us. So we're sort of collateral damage in that issue, Ernie, as opposed to having a direct effect.
Japan.
Japan, very good market for us, always been the main market. We've shipped as many as 12 million cartons to Japan over in our history. This past year, we shipped over just 600,000, so you see the difference there. We are getting some infiltration into a market that we once owned during the market window of December to April. Now we're seeing some additional countries of origin, such as Mexico, Israel, and Turkey, starting to penetrate that market, causing us some challenge because it's a much lower price product than ours, and also they have a tariff advantage. Mexico has zero tariff. We have a 10% tariff on grapefruit from Florida.
And, of course, I would assume the biggest reason we're down so big is we don't have the grapefruit to ship like we used to have, correct?
That's exactly right. I mean, we don't have the production. We don't have the yield per acre, so our pricing has gotten very high. We just can't support these markets like we once could. They're still vital to us, very important to us, and we still treasure those markets and plan on maintaining the relationships there.
Korea.
Korea is a market that has expanded over the last 7 years. It wasn't long ago, about 7 years ago, we negotiated a free trade agreement with Korea, where at that time we had a 30% tariff on grapefruit. That was phased out to zero now, so you can see a direct correlation with our shipments to Korea in alignment with the reduction in that tariff. So it's a good market for us.
The EU, European Union.
The European Union is a challenge, continues to be a challenge. They continue to put up non-tariff trade barriers against a lot of products from throughout the world. Specifically for Florida citrus, it's the canker protocol that they require us to adhere to. The rest of the world has accepted the fact that fruit is not a pathway to spread that disease. Yet the EU continues to impose upon us what I will refer to as a non-tariff trade barrier by causing us to meet a protocol that is totally unnecessary and it's costly to us.
Dan, all my questions, anything we missed you'd like to add about fresh Florida citrus and trade issues?
Well, one of the biggest trade issues we have is the importation of product into the U.S. It wasn't long ago that we had a rule on the books that was there for 50 years that did not allow any fruit to come into Florida that was shipped from countries that had known invasive pests and diseases. All that fruit had to come in above the 39th parallel. That's why the grapes from Chile, when they first started importing, all came into Philadelphia. There was a rule on the books that required that. Because, obviously, a medfly, an oriental fruit fly, or any invasive pest and disease of the insect type from a tropical environment will not survive a winter in Philadelphia. Yet, in South Florida, it's a petri dish. It'll explode. Example of that is the oriental fruit fly outbreak that we had in South Florida. We believe that the liberalization of that trade component, allowing product from countries that have known invasive pests and diseases to land at Port Miami and Port Everglades, is a real challenge and one that we have to keep a close eye on for all of Florida agriculture, not just the citrus industry.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.